This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, registration success marks strong start to 2026 at MUT, and for wanted suspects killed in Inanda, the time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. Registration queues at Mangosuthu University of Technology have now been replaced by confirmed enrollments, signaling the university's readiness for the 2026 academic year, with most academic programs already full. The Deputy Registrar, Mr. Zalisa Komain, has announced that the Apply Now option on the CAO website will be removed to prevent further applications for the first semester. This development reflects the strong demand for MUT's academic programs and growing confidence from prospective students. The successful intake is the result of a well-coordinated registration process led by several business units, including admissions, finance, financial aid, student administration, ICT, student support services, protection services, and marketing and communications. Each unit played a key role in ensuring smooth operations and prompt support for students. Strong leadership was also visible throughout the process, with the acting vice chancellor and principal, Dr. Annette Meany, and her executive team engaging directly with students and resolving challenges as they arose. Their hands-on approach helped remove bottlenecks and provided reassurance to both students and parents. The collective effort reflects MUT's commitment to its Ignite 2030 strategy, where mastery and service excellence remain central values. The dedication of selectors and peer helpers was especially recognized for going the extra mile despite on-the-ground challenges. In your other news, police have killed four suspects during a shootout at an informal settlement in Inanda, north of Durban. Officers carried out an operation in the Amatik area on Tuesday night. They'd received intelligence that the suspects, linked to a series of murders, attempted murders, and robbery, were hiding out there. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechianda says the investigations took them to a two-room shack. Audio.
And finally, umethuli wezinhlelo wasemlaza, uMapler, uthe ukwethula izinhlelo ezimbili zokugcina zohlelo iTerrell House Weavers Ultimate Girls Trip Africa kuye kusho ukukhula futhi ngenye yezinto aziqhenya ngazo ezenzeke kuye kulomkhakha. Iziqephu ezimbili zokugcina zizokhonjiswa kwiShowmax ngasekupheleni kwale nyanga. UMapler bese kujwayelekile ukuthi aphathe lolu hlelo kwezakuleli kuphela, kodwa kuzobe kuqala ukuthi aphathe oluna besifazane abaqhamuka kwamanye amazwe ase-Afrika. Akuthembisile ukuthi akukho azokushiya ngaphandle okwenziwe yilaba besifazane ngesikhathi behlangene eBrazil, nokudingeka izimpendulo ezingxongxweni ababa nazo, izingxabano nokunye okuhlukene okwenzeke ohlelweni. Uveze ukuthi le sizini ibe yingqophamlando njengoba ababukeli belindele okunye, kodwa kukuningi angabathembisa ukuthi kuzoqhamuka nabakade bengakulindele. UMapler kuleli usezakhele igama ngokuthi aphathe zonke izinhlelo zokugcina zalolu hlelo olubophela abesifazane basemadolobheni ahlukene. Akuthembisile ukuthi akukho azokushiya ngaphandle okwenziwe yilaba besifazane ngesikhathi behlangene eBrazil, nokudingeka izimpendulo ezingxongxweni ababa nazo, izingxabano nokunye okuhlukene okwenzeke ohlelweni. Uveze ukuthi le sizini ibe yingqophamlando njengoba ababukeli belindele okunye, kodwa kukuningi angabathembisa ukuthi kuzoqhamuka nabakade bengakulindele. UMapler kuleli usezakhele igama ngokuthi aphathe zonke izinhlelo zokugcina zalolu hlelo olubophela abesifazane basemadolobheni ahlukene.
To recap your top story at this hour, registration success marks strong start to 2026 at MUT. This is all from myself at this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 1300 hours. For your MUT Radio news, I am Leah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.